The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're back.
Hi.
We're here.
So happy to be back.
I know it's been a little over a week for me, but we're here. Everyone, welcome back to the B List. I'm B, as you know. I'm joined by a return guest, Lucas Tim.
Hi, everyone.
You guys might know him. He has a comedy show. Well, I wouldn't call it just comedy. It's like you talk about politics, you have different guests on. There's different, like,
it's like a variety late night show.
Yes, exactly. It's called So Many Issues with Lucas Tim. You've got a live show coming up. That's your largest one yet, right?
Yes. Yeah, at the Chelsea Music Hall on June 21st. It's the Just Say Gay show. I originally wanted to call it the Fuck Ron DeSantis extravaganza, but my producer was like, it's a little too extreme. So we went with
Not
Just
as
Say
extreme
Gay.
As Ron.
Not as extreme as Ron. That's what I said. Yeah, it's going to be the biggest show ever, biggest venue. We have, you know, three drag queens, four comics, like Jay Jordan, Asha Ward from SNL, and we have, I'm interviewing a city council member, Ira Madison III is joining the panel with Terrence Anderson. It's going to be a really big show. We have a lot of sketches and interviews. It's going to be fun, really fun.
That's gay as hell.
So gay. I dance. Oh, guys, I'm opening, I have to dance in these boots with heels.
I'm going to come.
Yeah, you have to come, please, because there's a chance I may fall.
Yeah. Have you said, what's your favorite fall in a, like your favorite famous fall?
I mean, Michelle Williams, Destiny's Child is pretty excellent just because the way Kelly Beyonce keep on going.
Yeah.
But I think Madonna's is impressive how she got back up and did that whole number when she got pulled down by the cape. That was actually a moment as a Madonna fan where I was like, I'm pretty proud of her because she was 58. She
was
falls
Super
down
Bowl?
This. No, it was in the Brit Awards or something. It was in London.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And the dancers pull the cape and she falls down. She gets back up. Just this is the whole song. And the song's like a dance heavy song. So actually that was my most good for you, girl, you know.
Love her. Don't know if I'll be going to the show, but love.
Yeah.
But I'll be cheering her from afar.
Yeah.
I think my favorite fall is Carrie Bradshaw on the runway.
Oh yeah, excellent. Yeah. Oh yeah. Classic.
And she was fashion roadkill.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, I love it. Oh, are you excited for Just Like That?
Oh my God. Wait, when is that? That's really soon. It's like,
it's really soon, I think.
It's like July, though. It's like not that soon.
We'll be here before you know it.
I have to check. I think your show is the same. You might be the day before Leah's. Leah McSweeney has the Leah McSweeney show live.
Oh, fun.
With Heather
Gay. God, I'm not competing with Leah.
No.
I don't need that.
No. Happy birthday to Trump.
Oh my God, happy 77th birthday to our real president.
Yes.
Donald J. Trump.
My president.
My Donald president. Well,
getting an indictment for your birthday is crazy.
It is wild. It is so being indicted, he would hear more and more when he was being in that courtroom for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
How miserable he was. I love it. I love this so much.
He was definitely there longer than the Stormy, right? He was
I think so. For Stormy, yeah.
Yeah. Cause he was in and out for Stormy.
They keep, he was in. He was, yeah. No, this one is so much more serious. Like the federal indictment. I mean,
Espionage Act.
Now, it is. This was actually jumping into one of the things I'm obsessed with. It's just like, lock him up. Like, it's this is such an overused cliche, but like, the writing on this show is just so on the nose.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
He is getting indicted for what he accused and a whole campaign against Hillary Clinton for. And he did something so much worse, actually committed crimes, that he is going to go down for this. It is beautiful. I mean, lock him up. Yeah. Lock him up.
Lock him up. That's the name of the show.
I wish Hillary was pettier. I wish she was coming out just chanting, lock him up with a glass of wine.
Yeah, well, they could always spin the block on her. So I think she's chilling right now. She's like, let me just stay over here. Because she probably heard her name a lot on the news that day. She was probably like, now why am I in it?
Why? Oh, you
now,
totally.
Why am I in it? Now see why how I get thrown in stuff?
Well, seriously, the Republicans are going to investigate her emails again. I mean, it's just, she's just like, they're going to drag me into this again. She's literally that NeNe meme, always.
No, he's literally going to go to jail for exactly what he accused her of. But it's also so funny because he's just like, there's so many weird things, because it's like he literally campaigned on lock her up and then spent 4 years and didn't do anything to her. By the way, he also campaigned in 2016 on hashtag drain the swamp, and now he's saying that weaponization of the government agencies, and it's like, well, what did you do? Did you not drain the swamp then? Because I thought that's what your whole thing.
That's such a good point. That is such a good point, actually. It's not just the epoxy, but like it's exactly that. He didn't drain the swamp, and he didn't do any of these promises, but now he's using it as an excuse for why they're going after him. Like, bitch, you were there for 4 years. Like, you were 4 years.
But also, mind you, a lot of the different judges and different court, all these appointees that he appointed are people that are now saying, like, no, I'm not going to. We're like rejecting your motion, your appeal. It's even all the way up to the Supreme Court. They're voting. It's like ridiculous.
They're like leaving out of this. It's
lock his ass up.
It's so beautiful. I mean, the best thing is he's going to win this Republican nomination, and the Republicans are going to.
Yeah. Oh, they're idiots. I love it.
Oh, they're the candidates running are so weak without any morality, and they're just going to be railroaded by him. And. Yeah. Great for Pop, Joe Biden, just Kamala, push him in that little wheelchair to victory.
Well, speaking of Joe Biden, so are you reading? Because I saw this story, but there was obviously so much going on that day. So thank God. But transgender activist Rose Montoya, don't know who this is, but did you hear about this?
No, call me him.
Oh my God. So Rose Montoya, apparently transgender advocate, or I guess she's an activist also. She's also a social media influencer, whatever. She's probably one of the social media influencers that has like activist in her bio. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, that's enough activism for me today.
did a post.
No, but it's just like, she's no longer welcome at the White House because she posted on social media a video of herself and two others going completely topless for a time at Saturday's Pride Month celebration on the South Lawn.
Girl,
it is never that serious. Why'd you got your titties out next to Papa?
Yeah, like,
come on now. We waited so long to have a damn pride celebration on the South Lawn, and you can't bring us nowhere.
I know. Usually, I'd assume the white gays did something bad, but I know. Papa, he put on that. He put up the flag in the middle, and he's getting shit for that. And he made a speech and everything, and he got Betty Hoop performing, and you got to take your titties out.
You got your titties out next to Papa.
Oh my God! You know, Kamala was like, girl.
And she's complaining. She's saying that it's free the nipple and it's just more people policing women's bodies. Like, that is not what this is about, baby.
No.
There's a time and a place for everything. And this isn't even like respectability politics. Like, they're quite literally calling us groomers. Like, get with the program. Like,
that's so true. Yeah, they're calling us groomers. They're calling us obscene. And now they have this. It's just. Yeah, but also
for an action that probably only was self-serving. It like actually hurts everybody else around you, but you got to free your nipple for a second. Like, come on.
Yeah, grow up. And it's the people's house. It's the White House. Like, come on. It's just we're not showing our titties there.
Ooh, I know Pete Buttigieg is probably hanging his head low walking around the White House corridors that day, being the gay of the White House.
Totally. That cabinet meeting, Biden just looks over and goes,
yeah,
this looks so.
Is your people? Do you know her? Because they know. They think we all know each other.
Right. Yeah. Especially Biden. I'm sure he's like, do you know that person? That is wild. I mean, looked like a fun event though. Other than
I don't know about that, but y'all can go. I don't need to go, but I don't know if I would take the Excella. Is that the Excella train?
Yeah,
all the way to fucking DC to go.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
something about DC gays.
Ooh, yeah.
A little off.
Let me tell you something.
I love it.
Kind of mean.
Kind of mean, for sure.
I don't know what it is. I walked in one time. They looked at me. It was like I was Jill Zarin in Scary Island. I was like, I am just a nice person. And they're like hyperventilating, looking at me like, get out. I don't know what I did. But
why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? You're the one in Sperry's.
Yeah,
stop it.
Exactly.
Stop it. Like, really, because they work so hard, like, all their jobs are so business, so that when they have, like, summertime hits, they don't have, like, a leisure outfit catalog
totally.
To pull from. It is, like, straight up, like, just the shorts version of the suit pants that you were wearing during the week. But I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not trying to drag all that. I actually really like DC as a place.
I'm from DC. It's my hometown, born and raised.
Shit. See, okay, so we could talk our shit then. So yeah. I'm okay. Fuck y'all. Lucas said.
I mean, I'm great. You work for a senator. Awesome. Can you like get cooler shoes?
Yeah. I love how Potomac is like single handedly making DC cool.
Yep. 100%. Yeah. I mean, Potomac. It's so fun. We're going to talk about it, what this era of Housewives that we're in, but like Potomac really being number one. And
yeah.
Like,
is culture, it though?
I mean, I think it's the rating. I mean, it's definitely more relevant than I think Atlanta is right now.
Oh my God. Well, Atlanta's like they are so low. We're going to get into that too, by the way. Well, real quick, the other day I was on Twitter, they had like all the different casts together, the current ones, and they were like everything except for New York, and they said if one had, you know, all of them are getting fired except for one cast, who you keep. And I really had to think about it, but I was like, you know what, it would have been Potomac if you had asked me a year ago.
Okay,
but it's definitely Miami.
Oh, Miami. That's so true. Yeah, I mean, Miami's that girl. Now it's coming back on Bravo. You got to give that is a redemption arc.
Yeah.
Got canceled, brought back to Peacock. Now it's full-time Bravo. Yeah.
They say in pop culture that Tina Turner had the strongest comeback of all time, but I don't know. Sorry, Tina. I know we just lost her, but I don't know. Those bitches in Miami.
I know. I may have to give this one to Marisol and Alexia and the girls out of Miami, because they are in Nicole, because they really brought it back.
And the real comeback is Adriana, because they really tried to kick her off of last season and she's coming back this season.
And she is? Oh, God. Which more letters from Marisol's liver. One of the most unhinged moments I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, they made peace and then that letter, I just like, that is so hysterical. Like one of the funniest things I think ever. It was crazy. And Andy's face was just, that whole reunion was so good.
Well, we'll talk more about Housewives. I just, real quick, a couple of crazy things happened. Vape trucks. Did you know that this is a thing?
No.
Like ice cream trucks, but vape trucks.
No.
I think I read that it started in the streets of Pittsburgh. Where else? First.
Yeah.
Coming to New York.
Oh, God. Already. I feel like people are so addicted to vaping. It's going to make... walk down the street.
Every gay party is like them sucking on it like pacifiers. It's insane.
Literally. I mean, it's so weird. It's like, yeah, it's weird. It's infantile. Like, it's just a weird thing to be walking with. Or like, there are people at dinner just like sucking on their vapes. I'm like, this is via Corona.
I know. It's almost like you would not think Corona was ever like a thing ever. It's just so funny.
No. But... yeah. Wild. Yeah. We've gotten that. Corona never existed.
The pendulum has swung.
Yep.
Speaking of smoke, Canada BBQ Air. Oh my God.
When we were literally living in Mordor for like a day.
That was nuts. Like, I don't know. I've been through a lot and I don't ever want to do that again. Like, that just felt really.
It was being in the office and all of a sudden everything turning orange was one of the scariest moments of our life, for sure.
Yeah.
And the mask wearing again, that was triggering. That was trippy. Like, everyone now in masks again because of the air.
Yeah. Well, so I really, for some reason, I was like, I'm just running really quick to the store.
Yeah.
It's like two blocks. I was like, this is just fine. I'll be like really, really fast. It's like, I don't need a mask. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, ran. And then I was like, I didn't literally run, but that would have been worse. But I was like walking. And then on my way back, I was like, oh my God, my lungs like actually felt heavy.
Yeah. That's,
so
it's like we're smoking three that, packs but... a day. It was.
I used to be a smoker. So it's nothing new over here. Like, I felt, you know. I know struggle.
Oh, wait, I lost you for a second.
Oh, here we go. Yep, can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, wait, yeah.
now it's me. Got it.
Okay, cool. No, I mean, I used to smoke, so I know the struggle. I know struggle. Okay.
Yeah. It was a lot. It was scary. New York's been through a lot.
New York has been through a lot. Speaking of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
I'm so excited. Did you see the reel they posted of them doing the little dance at whatever restaurant?
Yeah. So unhinged. Kelly is the so right unhinged. Choice.
Oh, yeah. And it felt like home. It felt like I was seeing like all my moms come back. Like I was like, this is, and Dorinda in some sort of jumpsuit or whatever. Like I'm so, in her crazy hair. I'm so happy. I can't wait to watch it.
It should definitely be, I've not even seen it yet, and already we know it's going to hit, you know. Yeah. What I mean? But I think that the best place for those women is not on Real Housewives of New York. It's now they go off and just do vacations, and it'll be special edition vacations, because that's when they started to shine.
Yeah.
Ramona's not great on a day-to-day basis because she doesn't really have a real life.
Yeah.
But on vacation, she turns into an absolute demon. She brings mm-hmm. Sonia with her down to the depths of hell.
Yep.
It's just like Dorinda's off on some deep end. Luann's trying full not to Joker. Drink. Yeah, it's just like
Luann's
and bushes. They shine on vacation.
Yeah, you're right. I think we were talking about that. It was like, because what was the problem was that last season was none of them besides Ebony, who, you know, we can argue maybe wasn't the right fit for the show, but none of them really had storylines. And I know it's not the big, like, I'm not a big storyline obsessed person, but they don't have a lot going on. The women in their 60s, basically.
It's meta. Children
their children are away. So this makes perfect sense. Send them on a trip. We don't care if it's contrived. We just want to see them together having fun. And so it's even lean into it more. Production's paying for everything. They're having fun and going crazy.
And on top of it all, don't they deserve it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't they deserve to just be on continuous vacation? It's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they want. I don't think any of the new one, I mean, we haven't seen the new show yet, but the new reboot, but it's like, I guarantee those women don't want to be on vacation 24/7. They have like fucking actual infant kids. Like, but these women have nothing going on. Dorinda,
nothing.
She wants to be like, of course she wants to go on vacation. She'd go 6 months of the year if she could.
She's Ramona? Talking to balloons if she's not on vacation. I mean, this is, or the birds. Like, she's like at Blue Savannah with her bourbon. So this is, Dorinda is so excited to not be on pause anymore. And And Luann is just, Luann is cabaret to trips. It's fun. I'm so excited for Crappy Lake.
Oh, that looks amazing. It looks
amazing.
Again, a perfect avenue for Sonia now, because the more ridiculous, the more set up the scenes, it's fine. It works for her. So
yeah, she's a
we're
comedian.
In a new era.
We're in a new era. I'm excited. Yeah, Ultimate Girls Trip. Yeah, last the Thailand season wasn't stellar.
Nope.
So
we're anyone with eyes and ears.
It's unfortunate. And I like a lot of those women individually. It just was that was not the right cast, I think.
At all. Yeah,
so we got Ex-Wives again, and then we got New York. We got Legacy. So here we go.
Speaking of new era, I've done a spin the block on my. Well, the thing is, okay. So the other day, they tried to eat me up on Twitter, but it's impossible.
Possible. You can't do it.
You can't. Okay. So just so y'all know, you can't bully me on Twitter, because I bully back. Like you can't talk slick to a can of oil. Mm-hmm. I will be smart mouth too. It's okay. We could do this all day. But I just block people. But I had one opinion, because it was like, you know what? I had like hit my fucking wall with the amount of coverage about Vanderpump Rules. And I'm sorry. I know people enjoy it. It's fine. I tried to keep my mouth shut, but it's just like, then I saw that Glamour magazine cover with Ariana.
What?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah. It was like, no, I saw the Glamour mag. Okay. So, and then I saw that and I said, you know what? I think it was just like, maybe I like needed to turn the AC on, or it was just shitty weather outside, or I just like something in my brain just clicked. And I was like, it's enough already. It's enough.
Yeah.
It's. And I said, something along the lines of, you know, it was referring to the media circus around how we view women as it pertains to like victimhood. Like I said, someone is not a saint just because they were cheated on. And now when I say this, I don't mean this specifically about Ariana, right? I mean that the way that the media circus around this has turned it into, she's now on the cover of all of these things, which great, like let her get her coin. But at the same time, the same people that are preaching women empowerment for weeks and weeks are the same people that are in comment sections asking Raquel to kill herself. Yeah. And it's fucking nuts. Like, and I've never seen or heard the word slut so many times in my life as I have during this media circus around this. It is one thing to be like, girl, get your coin, do your thing. But when one becomes up here and the other one is like, everyone's, I mean, clearly I don't even watch this fucking show. That's how like much it is, but I had to watch the reunion just to see what everyone's talking about. This girl is not well. When I say the girl, the Raquel, like she seems like someone needs to check in on her. And I don't care what someone's done in their life. Like no one, come on. It's at the end of the day, it's a show.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I was angling at, but I think people were thought I was talking specifically about Ariana, right. Which I get. I see when you type something really fast, but it's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
But
I totally agree. I'm not a Vanderpump Rules watcher. I just have a problem watching with like, mm-hmm. 30 somethings to just want to be famous kind of. Never clicked with me. I watched the first couple seasons. I never stuck with it. Obviously, I'm so impressed by a show 10 years in having this zeitgeist moment when everyone's talking about it and
coming back from the dead, essentially.
Coming back from the dead, essentially. Like a very traditional, you know, this is an age-old story trope, like love triangle thing. Like I'm genuinely impressed by it. And like it's cool, but absolutely it's just ridiculous to preach Ariana is this hero, this feminist icon, went and then trash drag Raquel, who obviously made mistakes and is not well. It's people be crazy.
I'm not like saying that I'm team Raquel. I'm not team.
Yeah.
It's just like, the thing that's crazy about is I actually like Ariana, like of all the people on that show, she's obviously the most normal, well-adjusted person on the show. But what I'm saying is that like, you know, it's too much to have. And also it's impossible standards to put on one girl because at the end of the day, you know, one day that they're going to tear it all down because she makes one other mistake. She's at the end of the day, she is on a reality show, which is predicated on people making mistakes and doing bad things to their friends. And she's going to do something next. That's going to be in her storyline or something. And then everyone's going to turn on her and it's going to be, you know, that's just how it works. So anyways, I said that. They tried to eat me up. I went viral. I was in like Facebook groups. Once you make it to Facebook, oh no. Oof. I said, oh no, the housewives found me. Like the actual housewives. They found me, girl.
And they have time.
Let's lock this shit down. Let's put this I muted this damn tweet. I was like, enough. And but literally that was the day before. And then I went to Governor's Ball with a friend last minute because he had VIP tickets and we were doing the whole thing. So I was like, okay, that sounds so much fun. I'm waiting for him. Which I'll tell you about Ice Spice in a second. We were at the Kim Petras in the section and I was like standing around. It was actually pretty like empty where we were. And I'm standing there waiting for him because he went to the bathroom or something. And I'm just standing there for like 15 minutes. And I just looked next to me and I was like, oh, this girl looks exactly like Ariana. That's weird. And I was like, and I looked again, I was like, and she just looks at me and she goes, hi. And I was like, I was like, this is fucking not real.
I love it.
I started laughing, but then I was like, I don't want to get too much into what we checked, but it's like she's very sweet.
Good.
We took photos and we were like there the entire time during Kim Petras. Then we all went over to we saw Lizzo right next. It was crazy.
I love that.
But you know what? It's again, it's not really like I'm swaying because I always liked this person. Again, it's the media circus around them, but I was watching her like dance and stuff, and I was like, this girl's just living her life. Good for her. She was with some guy and having a good time, and I was like, fuck, because you know something like this would happen to anyone else on reality TV and they'd be underneath the cover. You got to respect somebody for putting themselves out there like that. And
she's having a moment so far in. And I think what I know at Vanderpump Rules, you know, there's been obviously more controversial characters like Jax and Stassi and
Kristen, right?
Kristen, yes.
Yeah.
So the fact is Ariana's been like a consistent player, but never like the star. But like people like her. So to have this moment in such a positive light, it is kind of like it's good for her. Like, and I think she seems to be soaking it up well. I think like doing like being gracious about it. And
It's kind of my dog Stevie. Come on now. She's barking. She always does this the second I start recording, no other time. You know what she's having? She's having I talk about this every week. She's having an LC moment.
Yes.
Where people were enamored at the time of the hills and Laguna Beach because she's the every girl and bad things kind of happen to her, but it's like girls can see themselves in her. She's kind of like America's best friend, America's and I think that's it'd be interesting to see how the show goes now, because it could be something where I don't think it'll be totally narrated by her, but it could really, really revolve just around her. She's the only likable person on that fucking stage.
Yep.
So
it's gonna be interesting. Good for her. How she played, how the others, like, you know, it's kind of like that season of season 5 Atlanta when they all tried to be friends with NeNe. Like, NeNe was in her moment, and you could tell them all just wanting to get along with NeNe.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see, I'm assuming, the Vanderpump Rules cast.
Oh, yeah, because they're way bigger ass kissers on that show.
Yes, way bigger. Way bigger.
That's what they do.
So they're going to definitely all try to be besties with her.
Well, this segues into one of my things from my list this week.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear my dog?
No.
Can y'all? Okay. Y'all can't, so good. First thing on my list this week is The Hills rewatch. They're having like a rewatch podcast. And I randomly found it, or maybe one of my followers told me about it, but I started listening to it, and it's hosted by Audrina Patridge and like Brody mm-hmm. Jenner and like Frankie Delgado, who's like some random guy who wasn't even really a main player on the show. So I don't even know why he's there, but that's neither here nor there. But they're basically going episode by episode and recapping and like what was real and what was fake, which is super interesting when you think
that
you
is interesting. Yeah.
And they're having like special guests on, like old people like Jen Bunny, who is a notable villain on the show, or I guess at the time was looked at as a villain. Yeah. Maybe if you'd like look at it through a different lens now, but they have like the producers on and stuff like that. And they talk about how the show was made. So it's super interesting. I forget the exact, I think it's called, Was It Fake? The Hills Rewatch or something. Check it out, guys. But since my list is not always something that I'm just love, I'm listening to it. But the more I listen to it, I find that I really fucking cannot stand these people, because they're doing this Hills Rewatch. That's a show essentially about a girl's coming of age, but she's not on it.
Right.
And so it's like the people that have wronged her trying to relitigate history or rewrite history. And Heidi, by the way, I forgot to mention Heidi Montag is on it, who was part of the sex tape rumor and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of like, it's part of this like era right now that we're in, where it's like, you know, it works in some ways with the Pamela Anderson documentary on Netflix, where it's like, yeah, some things are worth revisiting and looking at it from the lens of 2023, because it completely changes our perspective, but not everything needs to be revisited sometimes, because it's like, some things are just, Spencer Pratt will always be a dickhead.
Yeah.
There's nothing we need to like relitigate about him and Heidi. They're both fame whore shitty people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just something I was thinking about, but I still think it's an interesting podcast to listen to. So if you guys are at all interested in that, check it out. But
yeah, that's fine. I mean, these recap podcasts that are popping up are kind of fascinating for that reason, especially with The Hills, because it was such a cultural moment and the whole real fake aspect of it.
But and then having a moment now, because I think of the like a Vanderpump Rules thing, because it's kind of the same lane. So
totally. But yeah, rewriting of history, that's very popular right now. People coming out and rewriting, like, whether it's in politics or pop culture, rewriting certain things that happened.
Well, that's a major moment right now. And it's a lot of the documentaries that I really love in the past 2 or 3 years have been that subject. It's like the Donna Summers one, which is, she's noted as kind of like a gay icon, obviously. But the real ones know that the reason that she kind of had a fall is because of comments that were made.
She got super religious and homophobic.
Yeah, super
right?
religious. Yeah, yeah. And made some kind of comments. I don't think they were as bad as they were made out to be back then, because it was before the internet when you could actually find out stuff. So kind of word of mouth changes things. But that's kind of in that lane. So also that's something to check out, guys. I know you probably have already seen it, because
it's funny. I listened to Ira. They didn't love it. Didn't love it.
Ira? No, but he's a tough crowd.
He's a tough critic.
Yeah, he is a critic. So quite literally. I just talk shit. Ira's an actual critic. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what's first on your list?
Oh, okay, well, Lock 'Em Up was one. I'm loving it. I'm obsessed. Okay. I'm the irony, the poetry. It's beautiful.
Love it.
I also am obsessed with, I don't know if you talked, the other two on Max, HBO Max.
Yeah, yeah. People always, I think someone else that was on here a couple weeks ago mentioned that.
It's fantastic. It's a scripted show in its third season, essentially about a brother, sister in their 30s who are the siblings of this Justin Bieber type of celebrity. It's very irreverent. It's very, like, it's a high comedy. It's like, in a heightened world, and it's a lot of housewife jokes. It's very gay. It is genuinely the funniest show on TV. Like, I'm so impressed by it every week. Like they go to a play called Eight Gay Guys and AIDS, like just making fun of like all the plays that exist about like gay men and AIDS, and how like basically it's a 5 hour long play. And they never mention AIDS. Like they don't know what it is for like the whole play. I'm going to butcher every joke. I just am so obsessed with it. And I'm so happy to see just a real comedy shows like a hard comedy exist. And it's third season. I don't know what's going to happen. Girl, and assuming you all know about the writer's strike. Yeah, we don't know what the future of TV is. And also, not to get too far into the inside baseball, but like what's happening with HBO and Warner Brothers, and it's now Discovery and it's Max, the whole thing, and they're canceling shows left and right. So I don't know the future of it. So I just recommend go watch these three seasons. They're very
funny. While you can.
Because it may get pulled. They pulled Westworld off Max. I mean, you know, Westworld, God, it wasn't really that good after season one, but they pulled it.
Max thinks they're God.
Max is like, we're going to make...
think they do whatever the fuck they want to do. They said, no, we're going to pull it. And we're going to pull it from the... so you can't even watch it on the streaming.
Crazy. It's an interesting moment. Like, where you think these shows is going to exist forever online. And then the studio's like, nope, we can make them disappear forever. And you'll never see them again. Because they don't do DVDs anymore. Yeah. There's no syndication. They don't go on TV. So it's like, where can I watch Westworld? I mean, I'm not watching Westworld again.
No, it's true. It's true.
Yeah. That's second on my list. Yeah.
Number two on my list is what did I put here? Oh, Real Housewives of Ultimate Girls Trip with all the New York women. My favorite thing on the internet right now is ever since the women have been on their Instagram stories going to actually on the trip, people have started all these conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Bethany's there. I know it. Bethany's there. People are listening for her voice in the background.
I love it. It's so intense.
Someone zoomed in on a fork for the reflection of her on a fork. I was like, you guys are so fucking unwell. And it's good. And people are like, I can smell her. I just know she's
mad that they've
and people are like, she hasn't posted like, on her Instagram in 30 minutes.
Right. And she's not reviewing like a Maybelline makeup kit or whatever. imagine these people dedicated time to like registering voters. I don't know.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's fucking,
I love it though. I'm obsessed. I love the discourse. I love them looking at the apple tree thing, the two apples.
Yeah. Do you think that means? I think it means something though. I do think it could still mean something. I think it could still be Bethany and Jill. I think Bethany's been talking so much about this show. She's been on a media tour talking about the show.
Yeah. Okay. I have not asked my sources yet, so I really don't know. Like I will be asking.
Yeah, yeah.
Like who I know, like trying to figure out Mr. Andy, and if he tells me, but I genuinely don't know. I would love it. I would love to see Bethany back, in that capacity. And I just think it would be great. It would be great drama. The women don't particularly like her.
I didn't even ask, do you have anything inside right now? I mean, obviously let's save it for the B-side.
Yeah. let's see.
And then last on my list was what's last on your list? Sorry.
Okay, this was hard. I think we talked about Madonna recently. I'm kind of obsessed with like featured on all these songs now. The one with The Weeknd for the show The Idol, which I've not seen, but I heard it's just god awful. And
I don't know if
I want to spend the time to hate watch it, but I keep seeing clips. I'm like, this looks so bad. Like, what a gigantic waste of money.
I'm not even like interested in watching it like in an ironic sense. Like, yeah, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to meme The Weeknd. Out of here. Like,
we're at day 870 of Pride Month and we are struggling. I don't have time to watch the show. But anyway, she did that song popular with The Weeknd. I actually like it, but she did a song with Sam Smith called Vulgar. It is so bad. Like,
also, all Sam does is make bad songs. No,
but I kind of like am like obsessed with it in a way that's like, if it came on a dance floor, I would be kick, 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 like on the like totally voguing, like shaking my bussy all over the dance floor. But it is, she literally says, I'll split your banana after she was like, you fuck with Sam, you fuck with me. Something like, I'm like, she got up. She was up at 4 a.m. making TikToks, making her kids make TikToks. She's like, I got a great lyric, kids.
Oh my God.
Whatever so concoction bad. She's on right now, and wrote that lyric. And like, I'm just like, good for her. I just, it's bad, but it's fun. And I'm just like, I love it. I love it in an ironic way, I guess.
You said ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. And I was just thinking, just today, I read something where it said that they're going to make like, there's a new show where it's going to be like Cats, but it's going to be about the underground ballroom scene.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't. It sounds fucking crazy and maybe even very stupid. But the first thought that went into my head was, are you going to call it cat, kitty, cat, cat, cats? Okay, that's enough.
I love it.
Okay. Otherwise, I'm not watching. Mm-hmm. Last on my list is John Fuda. John motherfucking Fuda.
Yes.
And single-handedly bringing real men back to Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I do not care about those husbands. I don't get why they are on my TV. I am not watching them. But I will say, John Fuda.
I will fight for him.
I will fight for him. I was turned on. All of a sudden, he was way more attractive.
I know. He was a jaw. I love him.
Oh, he got the lipo. He got
The lipo. He did something right.
I was like, I'm like, Rachel, I get it. I get it.
And he didn't crack a smile once. He said,
nope.
He just kept being like, all right, what the fuck? He had this like file in one hand. And then he's like, and then Louis came up and tried to hug him. And he's like,
I can't believe that.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
He's like, it's up. Every time I fucking see you, Louis, it's up.
Yeah. It was really real. It was like, he was like, it's like, this is, I'm not just going to like shake your hand and hug it. This is real. This is my life. Like you did this. You contacted the birth mother of my son who's in prison to get at me. It's wild.
We don't get into the bringing your family into the mix until usually people's third season.
And 100%.
But it's so funny how Rachel we'll get into this. I do want to talk about it on the bonus.
Yeah.
Real quick before we head over to the bonus, Summerhouse, Martha's Vineyard. Have you watched any of it yet? You don't have
I've not watched any of it, but I promise I will, because your review is so stellar. And I'm so happy
iconic.
It exists. I'm so happy it exists. The subject matter, the place, the cast. I'm like, I love this. I will watch it. I'll give it the time for sure.
It's you guys, if you missed my story, basically Summerhouse Martha's Vineyard. I call it now, honestly, it's rendered the other Summerhouse. Mm-hmm. I call it plain summer house now. There's plain summer house and then there's spicy summer house. This one is spicy summer house. It is so fucking good. You guys, this cast is stellar. There's nobody on the cast that I look at and I'm like, why are you here? All of them kind of fill a certain role. It's not like low hanging fruit kind of casting either, where it's just like, just get this crazy person. They're all kind of a little bit off in their way.
Mm-hmm.
They're so relatable in so many different ways. Pretty much everyone's attractive.
Yeah.
They're all actually friends. They all seem like people who are not supposed to be on reality TV, which is the best kind of person, because it's like, you're trying to get real reactions and real stuff out of people. They don't like.
Nowadays. So hard.
It's got everything. It's got two housemates get evicted within the first couple of days on a show where I don't know why they keep having house votes. And by the third house vote, you're like, why do we keep doing this? Because this is a Big Brother. Even the people on the show start asking, they're like, why do we keep meeting like this? Yeah. And then the army guy keeps handing them a football. And he's like, you can only speak if you hold the football. And they look at him and they're like, we're not in the fucking army. What are you talking about? And I call him Commander Silas or someone else on Twitter the other day called him a misogynistic milk dud, because he kind of looks like a milk dud. He's like shaped like one. And then it's like, there's like, what else? They have a dog that shits in literally every fucking room of the house, and it starts a lot of arguments in the house. That's a little precursor. There's what else? People are drunk, falling down in bushes day and night. There's a lot of naked twerking in the hot tub on different people's men. They fight. And I love it.
Yeah. I love that it just returned to like petty reality TV in a house drama, like, and real shit. They're making rules. I think that's hysterical. It's a kind of like what reality TV is. Like, you're watching humans interact, and like humans are naturally just making rules. Like, there's some sort of like, there isn't any.
This house operates so much different than the regular summer house. And by the way, there is a girl, I'm not going to give too much away, but there's a girl who's only a part-time house guest. She comes in on the weekends because of a job.
Okay.
And she gives more than the entire Bedsore Girls does. And she shows up. I don't even think she sleeps. Fuck a bed. She may twerk on them and fucking them. And she's like doing so much, and she is there only 2 days of the week and does more than they do an entire fucking season.
I love it.
The Bedsore Girls could fucking never. Okay. If you guys aren't watching this show, I'm not going to tell y'all again. Okay.
Yeah.
This show is the best show currently airing on Bravo to me.
That's
and it
amazing.
Hits. I love it. I love
That's so great. I'm gonna
and now
it.
The gay one from the show follows me on Twitter. So I hope to get him on here for you guys soon. So stay tuned. And so I hope you guys do the homework before that happens.
Do you have an assignment?
You guys have assignments. Yeah. I mean, there's like 12 people on the show. So I'm going to just throw a bunch of darts in the dark and see who I get. We're going to get somebody on here. Please trust.
For sure.
I want to go over to the bonus up. Oh, do you want to talk anything about your show? Is there anything that before we let the people go from the...
All I want to say, it's at Chelsea Music Hall, which is on 15th between 9th and 10th. It's called the Just Say Gay Show. Tickets are available at the door. You can also go to my Instagram, LukasThimm. I have a link there. It's going to be a really, really fun show. Like, genuinely, guys, I'm really excited to launch Pride this way.
There's a lot of people in
it. A lot of people. It's going to be a big, big show, and it's going to be a big audience, and the more the merrier. And it's just going to be a total celebration of gayness and pride, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. And I'm last year I did my Pride show after Pride weekend, and that was hard. Ooh! That was rough. I was struggling. Let me tell you something. I was a shell of a person. But
I did mine too. I did a live show last. It was Our Brand's Okay, and I did it literally days after Pride, and I was like, "Ooh, child, this is the wheels are falling off."
I still have
the
eyeliner and like makeup dripping off. It was bad, and the glitter is still on. But yeah, this show is the Wednesday before, so it's gonna be high energy. It's literally the kickoff. I'm feeling to Pride weekend. So please come if you're in New York City. I would love to see you there. Truly.
And did you tell them where to find the tickets? Just your Instagram.
So go to my Instagram, and there'll be a link there, or So Many Issues Lucas, that Instagram as well. So either mine or the show's Instagram, you can get tickets there, or just show up day of. There'll be tickets available.
Okay.
But buy early. I like seeing that number go up.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's a little less like stressful.
Yes, it is.
Right. You guys, I'm over to the bonus episode. You guys know where to find me on social media, but to get to the bonus episode, you can go to patreon.com/thebelist and subscribe there. This and many other bonus episodes. And we're going to talk about Real Housewives of New Jersey. I want to get all into that. There's a lot to discuss.
So much to talk about.
I'm super interested in knowing your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Also, Real Housewives of OC returned. Also, Real Housewives of Atlanta returned, but
it's on.
It's currently airing. So I don't know if anyone's watching, but we're going to talk about that. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.